Starbucks on Monday got dropped off some beautiful roses. We thought they were 10 red roses. So actually, we thought they were a dozen, but looks like they went cheap. Only 10 roses. 9 were red, 1 was black, and a note was attached. Alex, what does that original note still say up there?
It says, to Alex, most roses are red as the sky is blue, but in this case, I left you a clue, spelt with a K, your secret admirer.
Now there's a Twitter being out there. It's Alex, secret admirer, that is following you. And a lot of people were attacking Alex like, oh, look at her. She loves the attention. Well, Alex didn't create that. We actually spoke to our boss and then our higher up supervisors in the company dealing with security and all that. And they're like, is this real or not? And it's not. Like, fake. This is totally real. I didn't do it. MYK didn't do it. Nobody on our staff did it. We had an email sent out to the entire staff of our company, like in Indy, saying, is anybody responsible for this or knows? Because if so, speak up now so that we know, because they actually had to go to like higher up with this.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a weird situation we're at right now. We're actually going to play some of the audio in just 1 second of a guy that called in to Hunter's show yesterday after we were there, claiming to be Alex's secret admirer. But Liv the Web Girl, we got some social media this morning. Yeah. What are people saying so far?
Nicole said, Alex, my theory is that someone from your police class or something from a new thing you may have added to your routine. And then Sarah said, yes, Alex, go off, girl. Drag them. P.S. This stalker thing is creepy, and I hope everything turns out okay.
We got an interesting thing here from Sarah, who messaged us. I just pulled this up on Radio Now 100.9. She says, I had a thought the other day. Maybe it's the guy, if you remember, who was caught touching himself to Alex's picture on Instagram.
Ew.
And the girlfriend called
Ew.
In, and the girlfriend called in complaining about it. Or maybe it's that girl, Devin, that was pretending, or whoever. Wasn't somebody trying to pretend to be you at clubs months
ago?
Yeah,
that girl Haley said it was her friend, but we don't know who the friend is.
Okay. Ooh. I mean, these are all great theories, because these all slipped my mind, so thank you guys for that.
I do want to say, I know it's not anyone from my police class. I doubt it, because as far as the officers go anyway, and like the canine officers at Fisher's Police Department, they're all married. Trust me, I asked.
Do you think do you think the dog did it? The canine dog is like, woof, woof, woof.
No, it's not the dog. The dog's name doesn't start with a K, I don't think.
All right, listen to this audio right here, then call us at 317.
Hold on. The dog's name does start with a K.
Not canine. Oh, my gosh.
Dude, you're a genius. Listen to this audio. This person called into Hunter's show yesterday and claims to be Alex's secret admirer. And let us know once you hear this, 317-239-1009, what you think. All right, are you ready for this, Alex? You ready to hear it?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Hi, is this Hunter?
Yeah, what's up, man?
Hey, so this is a message for the Joe and Alex show.
All right, what you got?
I understand that Alex has a secret admirer.
She does. Have you seen the roses?
I have not seen the roses, but I did order the roses.
You did?
Yes, yeah. So my name is Malachi, and I would like her to know that I am her secret admirer. However, I do need to also say that there was no negative meaning or symbolization with the black roses. So apologies for that. Didn't mean to scare her there. The flowers and chocolate, those were sent with the sweetest intentions. And I think I heard that the morning show kind of assumed that the black rose was a clue.
Yeah, is that the clue?
True. Yeah, that is the clue, as is the K, first letter of name. So, expect something, a clue every week, and until it's time to reveal myself, that's about all I can say. So,
when do you plan to reveal yourself?
I can't tell you that.
You can't even give us an idea?
No, that's going to ruin the fun.
Fair enough. So it's not a creepy thing, it's an infatuation thing.
It's not a creepy thing, it's a sweet thing, yeah.
All right, that was the end of the call right there. First off, do you recognize, I don't, does anybody here on the show recognize that voice at all from somebody that we've met or talked to or in our personal lives? Because it doesn't sound familiar to me.
It doesn't sound familiar to me.
Yeah, and the name Malachi, like...
I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't get that at all.
I still think that's a front right there. Let's talk to Scott on line number one this morning. Scott, you're on the Joe and Alex show.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing good. Just kind of...
A little nervous.
Yeah, just wondering.
Like, yeah, I don't blame you.
I'm still hoping this is a prank or a joke, but we don't know, though, and that's a scary thing, because it could totally be that, or it could be something serious.
Right. Well, we'll hope for the best, you know? I think... I don't know. I don't know if it has any meaning or not, but I was looking on Urban Dictionary last night, and there's a... under Urban Dictionary, and I don't know how true it is, but there's a definition of the word Malachi and what it means, and it means a black guy that is very well endowed in a certain area.
What?
And likes to have a lot of fun.
I've never...
And I posted it on your Facebook page.
Okay.
So
What's confusing to me is that this guy on Twitter, Alex Secret Admirer is the Twitter, which is on our Twitter, at Joe and Alex Show. He says, my name is Malachi. On the call, he just said, my name is Malachi. But then he's like, but the K does stand for a name. So I'm confused.
Yeah, I can't figure that out either. Unless, like, he's symbolizing Malachi, but his real name begins with a K.
Right, that's what I don't get.
I'm not quite sure.
But, I mean, after hearing his voice, he doesn't sound dangerous to me. He doesn't sound, and he said it's supposed to be a sweet thing. And here's the thing. I'm very open about the fact that I love, like, true crime and mysteries and all that kind of stuff. So maybe this person is trying to be cute and give me, like, a cute riddle. But obviously, my first thing is going to be, like, I'm a little nervous. Somebody I don't know is sending me, you know, weird flowers and a riddle to solve. Like, that can be scary. But maybe it is supposed to be a cute thing.
But at the same time, though, like, with anything, Alex, it's not always the ones that are crazy outright. You're like, oh, my God, like, don't leave me alone with them. That can do bad things.
Yeah, it's just, like, obviously a red flag that this person created a Twitter called Alex Secret Admirer because, obviously, they want attention for this.
Honestly,
so it's
I'm
like,
sorry.
Are you...
I thought you created it yesterday, and I'm not trying to be a jerk. I'm like, oh, she's really ratcheting it up for effect. I'm sorry. I really thought you did.
So you were one of them that thought Alex might have made it up?
I thought she might have, yes.
To prank you guys? No.
I'm just being honest. I feel for you. I'm not saying I don't have compassion. Knowing that nobody did that, I thought it was a joke. I honestly thought this was the same thing from like 2 weeks ago when we had a haunted house send us like a creepy box and it was just like they wanted to promote their stuff. And like,
oh yeah, the bloody box they sent us with a caution tape.
Yeah,
on it,
yeah.
Right?
And I thought this was like another haunted house attraction, but it's not. And that's why I thought, oh, well, it's something made up.
I also was thinking, okay, is this person on the Twitter in the phone? Is that person not even the same person who sent the flowers? Is
Could
this somebody
be.
Else that wants attention? So they're like, ooh, some guy sent her flowers. I'm going to pretend like it's me.
So
now we've got two weirdos out there. But that person on Twitter was like posting additional clues, by the way, if you go look, because he was like posting things of what the black flower is supposed to represent, which he said means a new journey.
Okay.
And then he also underlined the word Irish on something. So I'm like, okay, so is this guy saying he's a redhead? I don't know.
Do you think it's our sales guy?
Oh my God, I don't know.
Was there anything in the bio of the Twitter?
Let me see.
What if it's our sales guy?
I'm wondering if, you know, somebody created a page that says, not Malachi, parody account.
317-239-1009. Joe and Alex Show, who's this?
Laura.
Laura, what did you want to say here about our latest update with these flowers?
So I have a theory. Alex, do you know anyone that's like a graphic designer or a graphic artist?
No.
Okay, because... in the graphic world, black is symbolized by the letter K. It's CMYK, stands for black.
Ooh, okay.
So I thought maybe that could be part of it. And maybe this Malachi guy is just making stuff up. I'm not sure.
Hey, leave MYK out of this.
Yeah, yeah. What are you trying to say?
Okay, this is weird, you guys. So somebody tweeted, I don't know if the name has anything to do with the clues, but Malachi is Hebrew and means my angel. This person quoted that tweet.
You're my angel.
you're my darling, baby.
This person said she's onto something. And then this guy, 17 hours ago, tweeted a GIF of Esmeralda from The Hunchback of Notre Dame and then The Hunchback. And The Hunchback says, I'm a monster, you know. So now I'm like, this guy's weird. It's weirdo.
He's a hunchback.
If he's tweeting things that say, I'm a monster, you know, that makes me go back to this guy's weird. Sorry.
No, I'm agreeing. That's what I'm thinking.
I think, like, if somebody wants to send me on, like, a scavenger hunt, treasure hunt, riddle hunt, whatever, with flowers, like, that's one thing. But then to make a Twitter about it and all that makes it a little bit too much for me.
317-239-1009. I want to take a few more calls on this next.